Today we have Chris Booker. He is an award-winning Best On-Air Personality from Billboard Magazine and Radio and Records. He's originally from New Martinsville, West Virginia, and attended West Liberty in the years of 1990 and 91. He graduated from Magnolia High School in 1989. He currently is the afternoon host for Alt 92.3 New York. He also is a co-host on the Perez Hilton podcast with Chris Booker. So let's hop right in here. Why did you pick West Lib? I know we covered the fact that you only went here 2 years, but just what was your initial thought coming into West Lib? What did you think about it?
You know, I think it was just one of those things where it was close to home. I really considered being an actor and moving out to Los Angeles, ironically, coincidentally where I live now. That's what I was going to do. I mean, in high school, I was really into drama and acting and participated in a lot of plays statewide through high school and such. And I really had an interest in that. And I don't know, it was like one of those very daunting things to think of. I'm just going to pick up from New Martinsville by myself and move to California. So I knew I wanted to try something in the arts, something different. But I said, you know, let me kind of play it safe for a couple of years and you know, see what college life would be like.
I want to know, what was it like being at the bottom of the business, like in the beginning, right when you started, how you talked about, you know, with your dream of going out to LA and everything, and then working your way up to the top? I mean, we talked about, or I read it off, I mean, you have the Best On-Air Personality Award from Billboard Magazine and Radio and Records, and you've had number one shows. Like, what was that like, the process from not rock bottom, but, you know, the bottom of the business to now being on top and the person you are today?
Yeah, I would call market 211, which I believe Wheeling is. It's something to that effect, to, you know, working all the way in market one and market two for most of my career now. Yeah, I would say it was kind of coming from the bottom, but I didn't know a lot about radio. I was a mobile DJ. I had a friend that that spun records across the, you know, Ohio Valley at dances and such, and would do school dances, and I had a good record collection, and I would often help him. I would just go and bring my records and help him load in and out, and I really got involved and liked music from that aspect. And we just had a friend that happened to work at WOMP in Wheeling, and one night he was like, hey, there's an overnight, I think it was Sunday night, midnight to six shift available, and, you know, asked if I had any interest in it. And I was like, I don't know anything about being on the radio. I know the music. And he said, well, you know, I don't either, but I'm on the radio. So I, you know, we talked the program director into giving me this job. And, you know, I talked a couple of times an hour for, you know, 6 months till I was allowed to talk more. Eventually I got a job in Myrtle Beach, and that was my, the second market that I went to, which is also, you know, sounds bigger than the Ohio Valley, but isn't really. It was pretty small back then. It was almost a lateral move, but, it was just part of the going to the next step, taking a bigger job, a better job, which I did. So yeah, it's been a journey to work there and kind of work my way up throughout all of those radio stations. So it was quite a lot of work, but, you know, I knew I wanted to make it to a better market, a bigger market. And I had dreams of having my own show someday, a morning show, and building something. And that's what you have to do. You kind of, it's just like anything else. You just have to put in the 10,000 hours. And I certainly did. And then some. So hard work pays off, but yeah, it doesn't seem likely, but if I can get out of, you know, a trailer park in New Martinsville and make it to the big markets, I think anybody can.
But real quick, we're going to hop into a break for everyone here. Right now we have Chris Booker on the line talking about his career so far in radio. Thank you everyone for listening in, and we're going to get right back to the interview after this break. Welcome back everyone to WGLZ 91.5 FM. I'm Ian, and right now I'm interviewing Chris Booker. We have covered so much about him. I mean, he's gone stories on stories about how he started in New Martinsville, came to West Liberty for 2 years, and now is doing this big-time radio stuff in New York and L.A. So we're going to get back into the interview. What was it like, How did you deal with maybe adversity of changing stations over the years and starting anew after doing so well at other stations or not so hot at other stations? What was it like with doing that? I mean, it just sounds like you said you put in the 10,000 hours and you've been all over the place. What was it like?
It was a lot of ups and downs. And what you'll learn in life is to obtain any goal. There are going to be periods that could last, you know, weeks, months, or even bad radio stations that you work at for even a couple of years. There's ups and there's downs. And the funny thing is you kind of remember the downs more than you remember the ups. I don't know why. It's the times you struggle and you're trying to figure out what you're doing and figure out your show and figure out the market where you're living and the audience and trying to figure out how to get an audience. It's a lot of fun and it's all a learning experience. And it's never really, it's a lot of work. Don't get me wrong, but it never really seemed like work to me. It's something that I love. I love being on the radio. I love telling stories. I love making people laugh, making them smile, making them forget about whatever crap thing that they're on their way to do at the moment, and you know, just kind of tuning out from their life for a few minutes, and you know, putting a smile, being a friend to somebody in the car, and that's fulfilling to me. So yeah, the bottom's tough sometimes, but the top's great too.
One thing I wanted to take from what you just said, you said you're doing what you love. Do you think, not necessarily even for broadcasting students or the listeners that we have tuning in tonight, do you think doing what you love is a key to happiness in life?
Definitely. I don't really know anything else. It's brought me a lot of happiness. I think having a goal and trying to figure out what you want to do with your life and trying to figure out how to do it and accepting nothing else but I'm going to do this as the answer is a lot of fun.
What was your biggest artist that you interviewed?
Oh, I mean, I've interviewed everyone. I mean, it's just, I could, musicians biggest would be, I don't know, Madonna, Britney Spears. I did her on television. I've interviewed Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton. I've kind of interviewed everyone. My favorite interview story is Tom Cruise, because Tom Cruise was always, he is a professional, and he always knew that it was his job to give me the moment I needed for whatever show I was doing. And he was excellent at that. He would stand there and wait till we got our funny moment. Like, he knew what our editor knew. You know, he's just so good, and he's so locked in and personable and always remembered your name. You know, it was always walk up, hey, Chris, you know. Then we would get together and I would interview him, and it was time to dance. You know, we'd go back and forth until I got my moment, and he knew when the moment was done, and that's when he moved on. But yeah, I'll give you Tom Cruise. That would be my answer.
I'm speechless. I don't know what to say. I mean, hopefully one day I might get an opportunity like that. I mean, heck, I'm getting an interview. That can go on my resume, and I'd be proud. I'd be proud if that was the only thing I had to say. You know, I get in for you, Chris Booker. There you go. That's it. Drop the mic. I walk out. I wanted to talk to you about what's your current job like right now. I know you just got back onto 92.3 on September 11th. I know you posted that on your Instagram and you talked about that for a little bit. And also your podcast, the Press Hilton podcast with Chris Booker. And I've listened into a couple of the shows and the topics you guys have talked about. Can you just talk a little bit about both those jobs and what they're like and how they're going?
Alt-92.3 in New York is an alternative rock station. This is my actual third time working at that radio station. They can't quit me. I don't know why. The pandemic sort of changed everything. I was working at a station in Los Angeles, and that station was I think I mentioned earlier, sometimes stations are a mess and sometimes they work out great. This one didn't work out so great. So the company hired me to go back to a radio station where in New York, where I've had, you know, success prior to this, and work, which is a good thing. So that's awesome. I'm happy to be back on the radio in New York and doing that show every day. I really enjoy it, and I know New York well. I mean, my whole 20s were spent in New York, and it was a great time of my life. And I love talking to New Yorkers. They're awesome. The Perez Hilton podcast started when I was at my last radio station. He worked with Carson Daly in the morning, and I would often fill in for Carson. And Perez started a podcast. The company wanted him to start one, and they tried to pair him with a couple of different ladies. And he said, I kind of want to be with Chris Booker. And they were like, two guys together on an entertainment podcast? Like, what's that going to sound like? And we've been doing our show for 5 years. Subscribe if you can, if you take anything from this interview. I think anyone listening will love the show because it is, you know, Perez Hilton is the, you know, original gossip queen, if you will. And I'm just a kid from West Virginia. And that's sort of the show. You know, he's a gay man from Miami that's, you know, very infamous, and I'm a professional broadcaster that has a point of view of someone that comes from not New York or Los Angeles, where I happen to live, but still remembers where I'm from, that I went to West Liberty, that I grew up in New Martinsville, West Virginia, and I understand the values of people that live in the Ohio Valley. So it's a really interesting pairing when you take two people that are genuinely interested in one another's outlook of the world, and we really are, and we really I think we respect each other's opinions. We curse a lot, I'll just give you the heads up on that. It's not a clean show, but it's a very good show, and I'm proud to say that it's a very good show. But it's about life, it's about, you know, celebrity entertainment. It's not just wall-to-wall Kardashians or anything like that. Sure, we'll talk about those idiots from time to time, but it's the interaction between the idiot talk and what the people are talking about online. It's a fun show. So subscribe to that if you want.
You talked about at your last station before, you know, you're back in New York, the pandemic and just how some stations, you know, aren't the best out there. How have you handled the pandemic with your career currently, and how has it impacted you as of now with everything going on?
It's been an interesting change. It's I've enjoyed it. You know, I work from home now. I do my shows from my home studio, which is odd and interesting at the same time. It's a completely different way of doing things. And when you've done things the way I have for, I guess, 30 years now, it's nice to do something different and have a change of pace. It's challenging in different ways because, you know, you're not in an office. You're not interacting with people in the hallways and seeing people. I'm in a room by myself, locked up, and until I, you know, present the perfect show how I want it. So it's different for sure, but it's nice. I don't hate it. Put it that way.
You, like you said, you've been in the business for 30 years, give or take a few. You know, what I mean. You talked about all the interviews you've had and the things you've done. What I guess. Is there anything else you can do, or what are your future plans, goals, dreams, I guess you could say? Or are you just set right now where you're like, you know, I got my home studio, I'm doing my show, and I'm going to live life to the fullest? Or do you have something else in store that you can maybe tell the listeners about, or having any idea what your future holds?
You know, for me, it's just broadcasting. It's always crafting a show for where I am or where I want to be. And that changes. That's the cool thing about broadcasting. I think there's some people that are perfectly happy working at one television station or one radio station for their whole career. That wasn't me. I liked moving around. I liked seeing this country. I think it's cool that I get to, you know, that I got to live in New York for a decade, that I lived in Philly for a couple of years, that I worked in Pittsburgh for a couple of years. You know, I know the West Coast. I've been out here for a decade now. So it's really Kansas City. I mean, I've lived in a lot of different places. You mentioned the South. So to see the country and to see how people are different has been really fun for me. To tie myself down to one place, I am getting to the age where I'm tired of moving. You know, it's not all glamorous packing all of the time. It certainly isn't. But if something sparks my interest, I'm more than willing to do it. I'm a minimalist. I don't keep a lot of things. I don't have a lot of things hanging around. So it's easy for me to follow my passion if need be. But at the moment, I'm staying put. That's my plan. But we'll see. You never know. All right, who's the biggest entertainer from Steubenville?
Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. Okay, come on. Sure.
One other question I wanted to ask you was, how has a business changed over time? Like,
you just roll with the punches. You know, I came up in radio where nothing was digital yet. Everything was analog or, you know, stereo, and everything was done on tape. Editing an interview was me with a grease pencil and tape, and I learned the things how they were originally done. Now to technology that just makes everything so fast. Everything works so quickly now. But to have that knowledge behind me that I learned how to do things a different way. I embrace technology. I love the things that they constantly keep coming up with that just make the job so much easier. It blows my mind that I can do my radio show from my house and broadcast it to New York. Or, you know, on the weekends, I'm in, you know, Seattle, Dallas, I'm in Kansas City, I'm in all of these cities across the country, the Bay, Vegas, and I could broadcast from my house to all of these radio stations. It's just a click of the space bar. It's mind-blowing, the technology and where we're going, and it's fun watching the business change. You know, will hosts be going to a studio to record an interview in the future? I don't think so. I don't think there's any need to do it. I can do it from home much more efficiently and quicker from my own studio, and I could do more where I don't have to get in a car. In LA, you know, my radio station was, I think, 13 miles away. That's an hour commute. Why waste two and a half hours a day back and forth when I could do multiple things from a home studio? It's interesting to see how things are changing. I love it. I can't wait to see where radio is going next.
One last question, or it's a two-parter for you, you know. Finally, I wanted to ask you, what insight can you give to West Liberty students or the listeners tuning in today that want to get into the broadcasting business, whether that be TV or radio, and how can they pursue, you know, their big dreams, such as making it to big markets like you have?
Well, the answer is always work. You got to do the work. And I can't stress enough the importance of your English classes. Grammar mistakes that will hold you back in life, get that straight, straighten it out. There are a lot of, you have to embrace change and realize that there's things that we all have to work on, and it's a constant game of trying to work it, to try to get better. You got to get better every day. Every day I still ask myself, did I get better today? Was today's show better than yesterday's show? That's what you strive for. You got to do the work. I haven't taken a sick day, and I can't remember. I think at least a decade is the last time. I think I had surgery. I think that's the last sick day I took. I don't believe in them. I believe in showing up, doing your work, not complaining, doing the extra steps. There's no such thing as a birthday week. That doesn't exist. Matter of fact, there's no such thing as a birthday, taking your day off. It's just a day on the calendar. Go to work. Do the work. Keep your head down. Be positive. Show up. Just show up. Tell people what you want, too. Always, you know, if you tell enough people what you want to do, eventually somebody's going to have that job open, and they'll say, I remember that one time, that person would be great for it, because you stood up and said, that's what I want to do. And if you work hard and you stay positive and you have goals, you can attain anything.
Chris, I can't thank you enough for that answer, and just in general, all of your answers today. And I want to thank you again for joining the show.
Anything for West Liberty, my man. You take care of yourself, and I'll keep my eye on you, all right?
Thank you, Chris. Everyone, we're going to get with the Foo Fighters, Best of You, because Chris, you know, that's one of his favorite bands.
So I
you
love
listen,
my food.
Really, so you listen to WGLZ 91.5 FM West Liberty with Chris Booker and Ian Phillips.